Cannonball Podcast Network.
Recording not live from League Safe's world headquarters, this is Fantasy Football Almost Daily.
Man, you hear all that stuff behind you. That's Radio Row. It's Super Bowl 52.
Super loud.
It's Fantasy Football Almost Daily. There's our cold open. You said you like cold opens.
Yeah, I do like cold opens.
Yeah, it's Matt Harrison, Scott Fish, Trevor Jones. We're sitting right outside Radio Row at Mall of America.
We're set up probably illegally.
It's, you know, pirate radio we're doing here. That's how we like to put it.
There are so much equipment over here around us that no one's going to notice.
We're next to the Knopf Knopf Grill and the Melt Shop.
Ooh.
Melt Shop sounds pretty interesting.
Actually, a lot of this stuff sounds interesting. There's Shake Shack right there.
I've never had Shake Shack.
I might have to be
the choice
is
today.
Is Shake Shack our next stop?
I think that's our lunch there.
Plus, we might run into Kirk Cousins. That's where
would
he was.
Would you like that?
Maybe.
Fish, you were here the other day.
Yeah.
And you recognized a few players walking around.
A lot of players.
And this morning, you got a media pass because
I do have a media pass.
They give the nicest guy in fantasy football a media pass.
You are trying to make that stick, aren't you?
It's going to.
At least one of us is legit.
So Fish has a media pass, and he's down there picking up his media pass, and...
Yeah, it's so weird. It's tough to act like it's your first rodeo when it's legitimately your first rodeo.
It was weird that you wore a cowboy hat today, by the way.
I know. You walk into the media accreditation room and you go through security, and it's got like it's like an airport. I mean, it's got like metal detectors and all that stuff. And I'm like, I'm here for a day pass. I don't think there's any harm in saying it's for CBS. I'm under CBS today. Jamie Eisenberg was awesome enough to give me a day pass.
Nice.
And they're like, day passes this way. I walk up, and right in front of me is Lee Steinberg, who I recognized immediately because I follow him on Twitter. He's the original Jerry Maguire. If you don't know, he's an agent. So that right away was like, whoa. and so I'm standing in line there, and, you know, I give them my ID. They pre-check me in and walk a couple steps forward. And then behind me, an agent is signing in his guest, who is Matt Stover, Super Bowl winning kicker of the Baltimore Ravens.
Nice.
So I'm not stuck. That'd be the worst possible way to say it. But I'm like sandwiched between Lee Steinberg and Matt Stover as they proceed to have a conversation.
Yeah, that's wild.
That's a crazy way to start your, you know, first media pass day ever. But yeah, it was awesome. And the other day was awesome too. Lots of players.
Cool.
Setting the scene around here, a lot of people in Eagles and Patriots jerseys, obviously. If you're unfamiliar with the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, the airport is basically right outside the Mall of America. It's across the
very
street.
Close.
So, and they have a handful of hotels over here, which I think a lot of people are staying at, that are coming into town. So I imagine that because it's Friday today, it's a pretty heavy Boston and Philly crowd hanging out around here. A lot of different media teams over there. You see Fox Sports. CBS is over in the mini golf course for some reason.
Yeah, they're up above everybody up there.
Paul Allen and Charch are broadcasting the 9 to noon radio show for KFan.
They get a card table.
Yeah, they got a card table. We're actually like
they have a nice table.
We might have a nicer table than they do. I mean, come on. I mean, we're a little off the beaten path, obviously.
Yeah, I don't know if people are going to stop by for interviews.
No,
at this table.
We're not getting a lot, I would guess. But
a few people walk by thinking that we are, I don't know, legitimate or something.
We do have this. We do have a.
We look like we could maybe
bite your tongue, Trevor. We are legitimate.
We do have this this other mic sitting right here, so. I'm wondering if anyone will walk by.
We did bring a fourth mic, yeah, just in case things could get fun and we could maybe grab somebody. And
was I too loud? I think you turned me down.
I turned everybody down a little bit. I was coming in pretty hot.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, maybe the magic of Scott Fish can fix that in post-production.
Yeah,
so.
Post can do everything.
Hey, but we did say that we wanted to talk about some more Super Bowl party games, and you wrote a nice article over on fanball.com about it.
I did.
It's the featured article right now. And I was reading through a little bit this morning, and you showed me the first one that you have is the Super Bowl card game. Did you come up with this game by yourself?
I did not. Well, okay. I came up with the game as it is now, but this idea was not originally mine. It is another guy in the industry that's no longer in the industry, but his name is Jim Day, and he used to play a game similar to this at his parties, and then he stopped. But I thought the idea was great, and I took it. I ran with it. I made a bunch of changes, and it's different, but it's, you know, I like to give credit where credit is due.
Okay, so explain the game to us.
Basically, there's a bunch of cards. Basically like playing cards, only they have like NFL pictures on them and dollar amounts, and a certain play that happens in a game, like Patriots touchdown or, you know, Eagles field goal or whatever. And everybody puts a dollar in a pot, and then you deal out the cards. If that play happens, you get to take that much money from the pot. And then everybody redeals every time that's won.
So everybody gets four cards, you said?
Depends on how many people are there.
Okay.
I mean, there's
you deal out all the cards then.
Yeah. I mean, you can choose. If you don't like some of the cards, don't play with them. But if there's five people and you like 15 of the cards that are in the deck, just deal out three to five different people or whatever you want to play with.
So some of the cards that they're basic plays, like sack for the Eagles,
yeah.
Rushing touchdown for the Eagles, kick
yep.
return touchdown for the Eagles.
Yep.
And I assume the Patriots have the same one.
Yep,
a one challenge, a 15-yard penalty, that kind of thing.
Yep.
So it's kind of an interesting little game and a wrinkle that...
It's fun if you don't care a ton about it, the game.
It's a non-intrusive Super Bowl game.
Yeah, the only real time it's tough to redeal cards really quick is if there's a sack and then an interception or a sack and then something right away. But that's really the only time. It's not.
Well, then they just don't count until you have dealt it out again.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And then people are sitting on the redeal waiting for that card and they're
sure.
like, oh, I win.
Oh, no.
But yeah, the pot gets pretty big by the end because there is a halftime, take half the pot and win the game, take the full pot card. So if you're holding that Eagles win the game when the game is over card,
yeah.
you take whatever's left. And
oh, nice.
I've seen that get over $100 before at our parties. It's pretty fun. It's pretty fun.
That's
but lots
pretty
of
cool.
games. Yep.
Yeah, so you have that one. I saw you printed off all the cards. You have a nice printable sheet.
I do.
All color.
And rules. Printable
yeah,
rules.
Yeah, rules. And then some bonus cards that you have for download
yeah,
on fanball.com.
Some people have
right
uneven
now.
Numbers, so yeah. I threw in some extra
so
fun cards.
And you did it with you backed it with some playing cards
yep.
and put them in like card sleeves
yep.
for like Magic the Gathering or
exactly.
whatever.
Exactly. That's exactly
whatever
how
the heck
I did
they are,
it.
Yeah.
It works well.
So that's a pretty cool little game. That might be a fun one to play. Game two that we have on here, Super Bowl Bingo.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like it is, huh?
Yeah. I have a link for you to print out your own cards on there, which is pretty awesome. And it just populates a bingo card with a bunch of different things that could happen in the game.
Okay.
And I think people have played that.
Do they randomize them
yep.
when you go there?
It's all randomized.
So every time you get a random card, that's
yep.
kind of sweet.
So you can put in for 10 cards, hit submit, and it'll create 10 completely randomly organized cards.
Yeah.
Which works well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's
easy for the kids to play, too.
Yes.
Keep your kids interested. Mm-hmm. Trevor, what games do you play at your Super Bowl gatherings?
Drink the Drink.
Drink the Drink?
Yeah, that's one of my
that one's hardcore.
No, I haven't really done any games. The past few years I've done your Super Bowl prop bet game.
And yeah.
Yes. That'll probably be what we're doing this year.
Nice.
Nice.
Very nice.
Point squares game. Lots of people have done point squares games, but
yep.
have you ever done one, Trevor?
I have not.
You've
no.
not. Fish has probably done
we
a whole bunch
of them. We do
them
every year, yeah.
Give us the lowdown on what a point squares game is.
Basically, you have a grid, 0 to 9 on either sides. One the top is Patriots, the side is Eagles or whatever, and you pick out different squares. And then before the game, you can either randomize the numbers or have them 0 to 9. But basically, on the grid, if, say, you know, it's a 3 on top and a 7 on the side, and the score is 13-7, that guy's going to win the whatever dollar amount for that quarter. You do it at the end of each quarter.
Sure.
Yeah, you take the last digit of the
score. So if it's 24-10 New England at the end of a quarter, it's the four
at
and
the top,
zero.
And the zero from coming from the side.
Yep.
Find that square, and that person wins,
A
quarter of the pot.
We've done that a couple times at the parties that I've had before. It's kind of hard to keep track of multiple games at the same time.
It is.
So that one's a little easier because
it's
once a quarter. You can totally back off on it and just like leave it out there.
Yeah. And you don't even have to pay it off at the quarters. You can just pay it off at the end.
You could just
write down the scores at each quarter. Yeah. That's a pretty common one.
There's Packer fans walking by us. What are they doing here?
then game four, Super Bowl props pool, which I have some, links to Las Vegas bookmakers and some sheets. And, of course, in the biggest of type, download Matt Harrison's.
Mine's pretty fun.
Yeah, yours
is fun. We did a
whole
podcast on that yesterday. If you didn't listen to that yesterday, rewind back one episode, and you can listen to the Super Bowl prop bet game podcast that the three of us did yesterday.
Yep. Moving on to game five.
What's mound ball?
You've never played mound ball when you were like a kid?
I've never heard of mound ball.
I was completely flummoxed by this.
Oh.
And you didn't give like the most awesome description.
A football version of mound ball.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what mound ball is.
What the hell's mound ball?
I should have described mound ball. I did describe how you play it. But
I saw that there's every drive all players put a dollar in a hat.
Yes.
I'm guessing you pass the hat certain points?
Yeah. It's every drive you pass the hat.
Okay.
So the first drive, everybody puts in a dollar, no one scores. You pass the hat to the next person, everybody puts in another dollar, no one scores, pass it to the next person, everyone puts in a dollar. If there's a score, field goal or a touchdown or whatever, that person gets all the money in the hat.
Jeez.
Yeah.
That could get aggressive pretty quick.
Mound ball, it's a classic game you play like at the stadium or I suppose at home, but it's an at the stadium game like for slow baseball games.
Yeah, I just thought that was pass the cup.
Well, pass the cup's a little bit different, but yeah, pass the cup is generally like to a word or to a name something like that. But it's a different version of pass the cup too.
How do you play it on mound ball? Do you play it for like a half inning and for baseball? Like every half inning, like if a run is scored, kind of a thing.
Probably, you could do half inning or full inning or whatever.
We're going to go to the Twins home opener as a fan ball office, and we should probably
play
some version of this.
I like it.
I think a common one is when someone hits a home run, whoever's holding the cup.
Okay,
scores the
under pass the cup. I just have it as type of football play. Instead of just a score. So I suppose.
Yeah. Well, let's skip right to pass the cup because you have that a little bit further down the list here.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have that as game number 9.
And then I have the pass every play instead of like a drive or whatever.
That's hardcore.
Yeah, that would be really hardcore. Yeah, but in the classic pass the cup version, you pass the cup until that play happens, then that person wins the pot. The person who won the pot picks what the new play is, and then you go.
So what kind of plays do you mean?
It could be field goal, or it could be sack, or it could be just a first down.
So it could just be basically something off of your cards and your card game. So
yeah, yep. It could be any play you want it to be. It could be a safety, and then it just builds up all game and maybe pays out to whoever holds it last or something. I don't know.
Oh, man. I think you'd have to go pretty common.
You would if you
plays.
That's why I said first down would be hilarious because there'd be like one round for a pot.
Yeah. Let's scroll back up the sheet. You got a couple drinking games in here. You're just getting silly at this point. Do you do a lot of drinking games at your football parties?
We have had drinking games at them, but I never seem to care. I drink when I'm supposed to and then when I'm not. So I just keep drinking throughout.
Trevor plays Drink the Drink.
Yeah.
You're pretty good at that one,
pretty
for
easy.
Sure. So you guys have you have different variations on drinking on touchdowns and field goals, double drinks on interceptions and fumbles, triple drinks on safeties and kickoff touchdowns.
Yep.
You could basically set up like a little sheet of paper with like the rules for any party, and
And you can just pick a few names that are common, and everybody at the party has to drink to it, or each person has their own names. Like Trevor would have Brady, you'd have Belichick, and I'd have Gronkowski, and every time one of them was named, good luck to Brady there. you drink to that.
That guy needs a Uber home for sure.
Yeah, another version is the opposite of that, is banned words, where anytime someone says football or Super Bowl, or anytime anyone says Brady in the room, like us,
sure,
that you have to drink. And like that I've only played that one year, but it got kind of hilarious because people kept doing it, even though people would just point them out and yell, "You said it again!" And the drunker you get, keep forgetting that it's a bad word.
You act like I've never played a drinking game before.
Well, I know. it's borderline hilarious.
We talked about Pass the Cup, and then the final score game. It seems like a fairly simple game. Mm-hmm. Why don't you explain what you got going on there?
Yeah, it's just guessing the final score of the game, and the closest one wins. So if the final score is 30-17, and Sally guesses 28-21, I'm reading my example right here.
Yeah.
She was 2 points off and 4 points off, so her score is six. She was six total points off of each of those. And you do that for everyone at the party and whoever. And it's just one you can pick before the game and, you know, do at the end of the game. So it's one you can just throw in and it doesn't matter. It's okay. We've done it before.
You sound pretty lukewarm on that one.
I'm lukewarm on that one.
I think you're removing that from the article next year.
No, I want to give people options. You know, ones I've played and cultivated over the years. I want to give people options, but it's one that it's not super exciting. You know, it's one that you do before the game and then check it after and oh, okay, this person wins. Hey, you know, have a good night. See you. You know. At work on
it's harder
day,
to root
whatever.
For, I feel yeah. like, just like a random final score.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. And it's hard to remember what everybody had and then do the math in your head. So, I mean, there's issue with it, but it is a fun way to, if you're like, you know, a gambling addict, that's another way to.
Yeah, you can just play all of these games. I mean,
should we try to get all of them going at one time?
Yeah. the last game on here, first touchdown pool, which is fun to root for right away.
this one I thought was interesting because you were printing out the entire roster of each team.
Like, so you have offensive linemen
and like the long snapper and all that crap.
Because
so
a player on the team has to score the first touchdown. It might be someone crazy. But you just go around picking out of the hat.
Yeah.
And sure, you may get five offensive linemen, but then you might also get, you know, Rob Gronkowski or something. But and everybody in Pat's version, everybody puts in $1 per pull.
I think that's fair.
Yep. The other option would be, you know, a set amount and everybody gets an even amount of, you know, players.
Yeah.
But either way, it's a fun little thing to do before the game. See all the stupid players, not stupid players, but unlikely players that you get.
No, let's stick to stupid. They're stupid if I can't score.
And then first touchdown of the game, it's over and you can concentrate on everything else or whatever.
Yeah,
it's kind of nice.
Most of these games you do need to plan a little bit
on the site now.
There's a little bit of planning, so if you want to pull off one of these games, there might be a couple sheets you need to print off, or in most cases there's something that you need to do with pen and paper, or maybe even scissors. It's arts and crafts time over at the Super Bowl house.
The pass the cups or the mound ball type.
Yeah, those are pretty easy.
You could just drop those into your game, into your party pretty easily without much work. That's for sure on those. Any drinking game, too.
One of the party games we used to play, we haven't played it as much anymore, but we used to just take a deck of cards and take 1 through 10 out of there. And it was kind of a variation of the squares game, but if you have fewer people at your party, everybody buys in for a buck on whatever cards they want. They can buy as many cards as they want.
Yeah.
And then we do it like you do with the squares pool, but you add the two scores together. So if it was, let's say, 15 to 12, add those 15 and 12 together. 7 is the last digit, so 7 wins. So it's a 10 person version of a squares game instead of a 100 person version of a squares game.
I like it, and
it's a little bit easier to digest if you don't have a giant party.
Yeah, even if you have a giant party, just the first 10 are in.
Yeah,
or do two of them.
The first 10 are, and you could do it for $5 or whatever. A lot of times when we get, so we did it at the end of the first quarter, every quarter and everything like that.
Right.
By the time we get to the end of the game, people are running out of money because we play a whole bunch of stupid little games during the thing. So people are running out of money. So the one guy who's won a whole bunch is buying like six of the numbers. And, and yeah, it's, so it's pretty fun. Oh, somebody important is here.
Yeah, something just happened.
Ooh, that just happened.
Someone's holding up a flag.
It looks like a Patriots flag, so there must be a Patriot here.
Yeah. Your Patriots radio network. Another one that there's a game called Football Betting Board. And this one you probably can't get in time for the Super Bowl.
So let's spend 20 minutes on it.
this is a mat that they send out. It's like a nice like foam mat. And it's a little prop bet mat. It's almost like a Vegas table that you can just like roll out. It's kind of built on like a mouse pad kind of quality.
You brought this into the office.
I brought it
correct?
Into the office before. Okay. And you can bet quarters or poker chips or dollars or whatever on all sorts of different things you can do. What's the next commercial to come on the radio? Is it going to be a food commercial, a beverage commercial, technology, that kind of stuff? But also, you can do the drives end in field goals, touchdowns, interceptions, punts, that kind of thing. So
it's then
you can do it per play.
Ooh.
So it can be very fast moving. So one of the things is like next play yardage, 2 or less. 3 to 5, 6 to 10, or 11 plus. And so somebody can bet on one of them and just put their money down at any given time. And then all they need is somebody else to take a different side of the bet. And if the bet pays out, you scoop the chips.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't pay out, you can either pull them back.
I love
or
that.
Or you can leave it there.
And I love that.
It's a super fun game. We usually just play it with quarters. I tell a whole bunch of people to just bring yourself $5 to $10 in quarters and we'll just play. And it's so fast moving and it's so fun. You can get that one at footballbettingboard.com. Not a sponsor to our show, but maybe next year. A product that I really like. And
I like it. We've done bets like that at our parties, but a board would be amazing to just have it right there visually.
Yeah, you can look at it on my laptop.
I did look at it. It's
$40, $39.99
cool.
to purchase that one online. Totally worth it. Comes in a nice little tube. You fling it out. Lay that thing down. It's good times.
Nice.
My kids who are I'm trying to get them to be compulsive gamblers for sure.
Mm, smart.
They definitely like to play. So
nice.
Usually I spot them their starting money.
So nice. That's how a good casino operates. Just gotta get them in the door.
Yeah, get them in the door. Get them young.
I like it.
Look at this place. This place is nuts.
I
kind of want to go eat at Shake Shack though.
I was gonna say we should call it and maybe do another pod in a little bit or something.
I agree.
We could try that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see. It's possible that we may come back and pod again if we can find somebody really fun to interview. And if not,
it means security has thrown us out.
Yeah.
So.
We may be thrown
just make
out.
Just that assumption.
Yeah. One or the other. There's no other way.
Yep.
So, wow, that's distracting.
There's a lot of distracting around here. So. Let's get out.
All right. Thank you guys for listening. T-Jones5 on Twitter, the score master of the Matt Harrison Super Bowl prop bet game. Follow him on Twitter. I urge you, follow him on Twitter. And at ScottFish24. Hey, look, it's Daniel House. How you doing, man? What's going on? Cool.
Nice.
And I'm at Explosive Output on Twitter. Thanks for listening to Fantasy Football Almost Daily.